Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected Asterisk, the podcast where the people closest to us sometimes aren't people at all. Tonight's story takes place in an old apartment building, where thin walls and creaking floors hide a secret no tenant should ever hear.
This is the neighbor upstairs.
When Hannah Miles moved into apartment 3B, she thought she'd finally found peace. The building wasn't fancy, cracked brick exterior, narrow stairwells, buzzing lights in the hallway, but it was affordable, quiet, and close to her new job. Exactly what she needed. The landlord was gruff but harmless. Only three rules, he said as he handed her the keys.
Rent on time, no loud music after 10, and don't bother the man in 4B. Anna blinked. The man upstairs.
He likes his privacy. That was all he said. The first week went smoothly. Hannah settled into a routine, morning coffee, long work days, late-night books on the couch. The only odd thing was the noise from upstairs. Not normal apartment noise. These footsteps were slow, heavy, and oddly rhythmic. As if the tenant in 4B paced from wall to wall at exactly the same intervals. Every night. Between 2 o'clock and 3 a.m. Without fail. She tried to ignore it, told herself he was just eccentric, maybe an insomniac. Until one night, the footsteps stopped. And she heard something else instead. A dragging sound, like something heavy being pulled across the floor. And then a low, wet breathing. Right above her bed. The next morning, Hannah went upstairs to knock on 4B's door. She didn't want to get anyone in trouble, she just wanted a normal night's sleep.
She knocked once.
Twice. No answer. She pressed her ear to the door.
Silence.
But when she pulled away, she noticed something. The doorframe was thick with dust.
No footprint on the doormat.
No signs the door had been touched in months. Her stomach tightened.
She hurried back downstairs.
That night, the pacing started again. Heavy. Even. Relentless. Hannah lay in bed, staring at the ceiling while the footsteps moved back and forth, back and forth. Then they stopped. A faint tapping began instead.
Très soft tap. Pause. Très tap again.
Directly above her. She whispered into the darkness, stop. The tapping stopped instantly. Then something tapped back. Three times. On her ceiling. As if answering her. Hannah turned on every light in the apartment and didn't sleep the rest of the night. The following day, she asked the landlord again.
Can you talk to the man in 4B?
He's loud at night.
The landlord froze.
His eyes narrowed. You didn't go up there, did you? Just to knock. His face drained of color. I should have told you more. The last tenant in 4B died last winter. Heart attack. I haven't rented it since. Hannah stared at him. But someone's there. I hear him every night. The landlord shook his head. That apartment has been empty for 10 months. That night, Hannah barricaded her bedroom door with a chair, shaking. She kept the lights on. Her phone charged. Her shoes near the bed in case she had to run. At 2 a.m., the footsteps began. Slow.
Deliberate. Dragging slightly now, like a lamp.
Hannah clamped her hands over her ears. But the sound grew louder. Closer. As if whatever was upstairs was pressing itself against the floorboards, trying to listen to her breathing. Then, the floor above her bed creaked. Just once. Like someone kneeling. The ceiling dust drifted down onto her blankets. Hannah crawled backward off the bed, hands trembling, eyes fixed on the spot above her.
Another creak.
And another. Then, knock, knock, knock. On the ceiling. Directly above her. She ran. She fled down the hallway, barefoot and shaking, and pounded on the landlord's door. The old man opened it almost instantly, as if he'd been awake. Please, Hannah gasped. Something is in that apartment.
Something is working.
He stared at her for a long moment. Then he said,
"C'était impossible."
But his voice didn't sound convinced. The landlord grabbed his spare keys and climbed the stairs. Hannah followed, though her legs felt weak. He unlocked the door to 4B and pushed it open. The apartment was freezing, colder than the building should ever be.
Dust covered everything.
No furniture.
No footprint. No sign of life.
Except one thing.
Allons, dark smear dragged across the floor from one end of the room to the other.
As if something heavy had been pulled back and forth.
Over and over. Night after night.
Hannah stared at the mark, her breath catching. Something had been pacing. Exactly over where her bedroom was. The landlord backed away. We should go, he muttered. But Hannah stepped closer. And she froze.
In the dust by the wall.
Was the imprint of a hand. Small. Grey. Pressed deep. Fresh. She moved out the next morning. She didn't even pack everything. But sometimes, late at night, she hears footsteps above her new apartment. Slow. Heavy. Searching. Because some tenants never really leave. And some neighbors are still trying to come downstairs. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Thin walls hide more than noise. Sometimes they hide the thing listening back.